The Vox Markets Podcast.
It's 12 o'clock. Welcome to Ticket Stock. It is, 27th of November 2023. It's a soggy old day all round. Cold, soggy, a bit like the markets. Welcome along. Hope you're well. Hope you had a nice weekend. And if you haven't subscribed to this channel, please subscribe. Don't forget, there's a free app as well for you at voxmarkets.co.uk/app. RNS is straight to the front screen of your smartphone. By all means, get your comments in. Super Mono wins today's first commenter prize. There's no actual prize, but, Super Mono, we'll look at that. Brutal announcement from Crichton's CRL this morning. Michael, did you manage to buy the Kim Jong-un poster on Black Friday deal? I didn't. The Tej 09 high. Have you done it? Have you had any Black Friday deals apart from the markets? Have you been looking out for anything? Let me know. Let's have a quick look at the markets, the indices, see what's happening. There we go. FTSE 100 down 0.22%. Biggest rise there, Fresnillo and Rightmove, of course, up today. A good strong trading update today. The Admiral Group's there. FTSE 250, up a smidge, as is the AMOL share, up a smidge. What's the fallers on the FTSE 100 there? Entain, they've been downgraded. St. James's Palace, they're in trouble a little bit, aren't they? Overcharging, apparently. Flutter Entertainment, along with Entain, down. Burberry Group down, Shell down. In fact, Commodities Day. Just looking at commodities, and they're taking a bit of a hammering. Some of them are, anyway. Look at Brent crude, look at that. Oil, it's down today. There's 200 in moving. Let's get rid of the 50. Let's make it a bit tidy. So you can see there, it did a nice bounce a while back, didn't it? On that, up from 80 to 96, but now it's down. How much is it down? I mean, 2.7%. It's quite a lot. Natural gas. Taking the hammering. I just got an announcement saying we could be seeing minus 8 this week. Minus 8 degrees, that is. But natural gas, look at that. What's on my screen there? That's taking a bit of a hammering, isn't it? But anyway, on the show today, I'm just use a screener to look through for four small profitable companies that are bouncing. By that, I mean they're hitting above the 200-day moving average, largely seen as the bull bear line. It does bounce around stocks and shares. Once it goes above 200-day moving average, you can't say for certain that it's going to rise. You've got a series of higher highs, people paying up for the share price. But it's a good start, so we'll look at that. But first, let's look at the Vox Markets front page here. We've got Hemogenics, pharmaceuticals. Lauren, they did a piece on that. Expand CBR platform to treat cancer. And it's very interesting to read there. And of course, the view from Vox, worth reading from Lauren. But what have we got? 34 million market cap. It's one of the most read today as well. One of the biggest rises. What is that? 20%. So essentially, they said they're pleased to announce there's turmeric. Bait receptor that CBR platform can potentially be used in the treatment of cancers, in addition to the viral disease extensively reported by the company to date. And let's have a look at Hema, because it has been doing really well recently. Bit of a hope pipe potential stock. See there, look at that, new highs there. Previous highs were 2.6, breaking up, gapped up on this news to new highs. So it's a good move there. Let's have a look at the list here on the front page of Vox. Always was going to scrolling down to the list. Some news here. Where is it? Let's look at Crichton. Because this, to me, looks very odd. Look at this, right? Crichton. They are a 14 million market cap and the directorate change. And it's quite brutal. So Crichton's manufacturers of personal care, beauty and fragrance products announced that Bernard Johnson's employment has terminated and he is no longer a board member. Ooh. The board is considering options regarding the appointment of a new managing director, but in the meantime, the company wishes to assure all stakeholders, including staff, customers and shareholders, the company continues to be managed effectively by the executive team. Now, if you go back here, Bernie, I don't know what he's done. What has he done? You never get explanations. But he was buying shares here, or he's transferring them. Bernard Johnson transferred 70,000 shares into his personal ISA at £28, what is it? 28.5 pence. And again, down here, transferred some more shares there, 24. So I don't know what's going on here. And then recently, last shareholder dealing was Paul Forster, who sold some shares there. So very odd what's going on here. CRL is ticker. But they're not happy, are they? Definitely not happy. Didn't thank him for anything there. I mean, it's been in a downtrend. You know, it's hardly broken that 200-day moving average. But now, gap down, what, moved down again. It's gapped down a bit. But that's not nice, is it? Never find out, do you, what happens when CEOs get the sack. It's quite annoying. But, yeah, interesting. I'm not going to say too busy buying devil costumes, yeah. Gaming stocks getting crushed with Frontier and Team 17. What's your thoughts on the gaming industry? Yeah, they're having a tough time, aren't they? I did notice that. A lot of them are having a tough time. And in fact, one of the biggest fallers today is downgraded again. If I scroll down here, let's put it on the front page here. I'll show you share screen. So by the way, the risers, that's Hellenic Dynamics, they just consolidated shares. So they've got less shares. So that's not actual rise, just share consolidation there. But yeah. I mean, the biggest faller here is Sirocco Energy notification. Roger Charles, fall forward. Roger Charles, fall forward, eh? I'm selling some. Oh, yeah. He's gone down from 2.35%. That's why it's falling there. But, yeah, Mr. Fallford, Roger Charles, he's dumping. Frontier Developments, this is a read, because they have been hammered before. I mean, if we look at the chart on Frontier Developments, they did previously provide a downgrade. Look at that, back here in January. They went down here, and they've been in a range again, and all of a sudden, woof, and you can see, you know, that previous sort of resistor or support, I should say, at round about, you know, sort of, £5 just broke down. And now it's gapped down again, start to try and rise, gap down again. What do they say? It's not a pretty picture. A business update. You've got to be aware of this this word, however, okay? Whenever you see that in a trading update, it's not good. So they're a leading developer and publisher of video games. What are they now? 60 million market cap? 62, yeah, 62 million market cap. A leading development publisher of video games based in Cambridge. In fact, Team 17, they've got a chairman buying some stock today, haven't they? I mean, did bounce initially, but it's come back down a little bit, I think. But we'll look at that. But they say they released the real-time strategy game Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Realms of Ruin. Maybe just shorten the titles a bit, yeah? On PC via Steam, Epic, Genba, and Haybox. And on PlayStation 5. Anyway, we are pleased to see the launch that Realms of Ruin received mostly positive reviews, from game critics and from players. However, sales to date have been lower than expected, with the December trading period approaching and Frontier continue to evolve and support Realms of Ruin with post-release content, including PDLC, paid downloadable content. We expect sales to build over time. Now they're moving, they're refocusing on CMS, which is Creative Management Simulation Games. And they're saying, you know, it's not working well. But the return on these previously, Planet Coaster, Jurassic World, have been quite good. So the outlook, following the lower than expected sales performance of Realms of Ruin, the board no longer believes that the current market expectations of revenue of around 108 million is likely to be achieved. Updated guidance. Full year 2024 revenue is in the range of 80 to 95. So 20, what's the drop today? Yeah, pretty much 20-25%. So that's a review down on that. Despite the reduction in revenue guidance, the board believes the current market expectations for an EBITDA loss, adjusted EBITDA loss of around 9 million, remains achievable towards the upper end of revenue guidance. So, yeah, costs are still the same. Pretty much revenue's gone down. The board expects Frontier to at least break even in full year 2025 through the ongoing performance of the existing portfolio of games and a 20% operating cost reduction of organizers. So there we are. It's what have they got? They've got a cash balance of 20.5 million, excludes the fee from Microsoft F1 Manager 23, enter the Game Pass subscription service. Okay. And the chairman over the last 2 months decided to step down from the board to concentrate on other interests. There we are. So it's not looking good, is it? And I think with things like this, you've got to let the dust settle. You know, somebody's jumping in on stocks of that. Like I said, you've got Team 17, which, you know, decent company. taking the hammering. Look at that. Today did bounce a little bit, but and this is because I think largely you got a bit of an uplift from Chairman and someone else buying stock. So look, 269 million market cap, directed dealings today, and you've got Frank, who's the chairman, buying 108,000 shares at £1.90, and the chief financial officer. Oh, look at that. The CFO, the money man, just managed to get a one penny below the chairman. He bought a lot less, though. So they're trying to sort of, you know, support the share price there a bit, but it's an awful downtrend. Games companies at the moment are taking, you know, a bit of a shellacking, and it's hard work out there. What is this then? Is it, you know, why is it? Cost of living crisis? I suppose during COVID, a lot of people were gaving, weren't they? You know, not allowed to go out and stuff. But they're definitely it's having a hard time of it now. Would you buy shares in Vodafone? Shares are very cheap. And the dividend is currently 11%. You know, I don't really look at big caps too much. Like I said, you know, I'm happy with my dividend fund. But by the way, it's IUKD is that. It's a FTSE 350 highest yielding company. So 50 stocks diversified. And I look at that. I like, you know, the excitement of small companies, but you've got to be very discerning when it comes to small companies, because in this market, you know, fall-offs can be brutal. So you've really got to put them through some strategies, some filters. In fact, do you have, that's a good question here. Michael says, Vodafone PE of 7. Do you have a strategy? Yes or no? Let me know. I'd like to know that. Do you, you know, when you're investing in a company, what do you look at? I mean, it doesn't have to be a written down strategy. It can be anything. What do you kind of look at? What do you, I mean, you know, because it's funny how, you know, people get caught up in the story of certain things and don't look at the full picture. You know, look at, like I said, you've got to look at potential. First of all, the current valuation and then valuation generation. What's the potential there? You know, do you look at that? What's the potential return you're going to get on your investment? Because it's all about trying to achieve a positive return. And that can be broken down into figures completely. That's why you should be using a spreadsheet. you know, for revenue-generating companies. It's a bit harder for pre-revenue and hope-high potential stocks. But do you have a strategy? Let's look at Vodafone chart here, VOD. I'll get the front page in a minute. But, you know, look at that. Sorry, I'm not sharing the screen. Let me share the screen. It's not pretty, that, is it? I mean, you can see there, previously I put a line there for some reason, but it's that sort of level there. It seems to be bouncing off that. Can it hold that? I don't know much about Vodafone. It's bigger than Wieldy, isn't it? I know they sold a chunk off, but yeah. And you've got to look at 11% on a dividend-wise. Don't go for the highest dividend, because sometimes they aren't sustainable and they can cut that, you know, if it's not sustainable. That's just because they would never want to do an 11% dividend. That's only happened because the share price has continued to go downwards. And yeah, if it's not sustainable, they'll just cut it, you know. And that may see weakness in the share price again, who knows. But yeah, be careful of that. That's why like a diversified sort of, you know, dividend policy across the fund, because if one company cuts a dividend in that fund, it's taken out of the fund and replaced by another one. Okay, let's look at the front page of Fox here. And so Empire Metals is most followed company. Excellent chart on that. Really powering away Empire Metals. I mean, look at this. Whoosh. And you can see there, sort of upward trend level, breaking the 200-day moving average, coming back, higher lows, higher, you know, and then really breaking up there. And you can see there that sort of support coming back down. But that's, what's that done? Let's say this year. What's it done this year? Let's look at the rise in that this year. Wrong one. So this year it's gone from 462% this year. See? So there are some small hope-like potential stocks up there doing excellent returns there. Andrala Mining, lithium development update, 1.79%. Commissioning of the pilot plant completely successfully with a production of 10 tons on specification of saleable lithium concentrate. ATM is ticker there. Does it give you a good return like an ATM machine? Let's look at Andrala. It's struggling a little bit. It's risen a bit, isn't it? It's coming back and struggling a bit there. What else is most read on front page here? Yes, they are shouting this in capitals. Horizontal Minerals, board and management changes. Now, a lot of people say this has been the case for a long time. I was thinking that I didn't really look into, is Jeremy sort of been there for a long time, Jeremy Martin? I don't know how much stock he had in the company. I know he had quite a few options. That's the thing, isn't it? Does he lose those? I suppose, once you lose, you know, I suppose you do. You do, you lose his options once you remove from the board. So to a certain extent, in situations like that, directors are better off having real stock in the company, aren't they? Because then he's still got it. At least he can sell it. But options get cancelled, I assume. But Jeremy Hart, the co-founder and CEO of the company, will step down as CEO, as a member of the company's board, alongside Simon Retter, that's the CFO. They're also, well, there's a load stepping down here. William Fisher, interim chair, Owen Bavington, will step down. New management there, they've got please announce Kareem Nasir as interim CEO, and his proposed appointment to the board is managing partner of the co-chief investment officer at La Mancha, which is advisors for one of the major companies, shareholders of the company there. It's a big change there happening. And is it balancing? Is it balancing at all here? But hopefully they'll get the funding through. He's in charge of now getting that funding going. Valerium, restoration of trading. I know they try to acquire the, is it the Gibraltar Stock Exchange? But it's not happening. They're doing a review of the company, all that stuff. Imagix, Gfinity, that's in trouble. It's literally, I don't know what they've got now, but this, you know, Athlos, created by Gfinity as a gaming platform, white label gaming platform, was sold recently to, or was it 75% was sold to, or something, a large chunk of it was sold to Tourbillon for £1. Now they sold the rest. I don't know if it says how much they got, but we're interested to see how much money Gfin have. They were burning a lot with that platform. Now they're going to focus on the, you know, digital media side, which, of course, we know, you know, for all, if you're based on advertising, that's also a hard area. You know, it's hard work, that area there. It's been hammered in the market. So I'd be interested to see what they're getting from that. Just on Blue Star Capital here, they raised one of the biggest investing companies. Dynasty has raised $3 million. And they've gone from being a sort of, what is it, supplier to an operator, B2C. There. They do say it's going to be a break-even, cash flow positive in the next year or so. So if you look at the chart on Blue, where's that at the moment? Blue Star, Star Capital. Capital. What is it? Blue. Oh, there we are. In a bit of a downtrend, but it can have some massive spikes, this company. In fact, 2021. Look at that. Wow. It went up. How many days is that? But literally did about, I can't see what that is, 400% in 70 days. Wow. Yeah, so they've raised the money there. They're their biggest investee company. And you can see a lot of this happening. You know, people evolving. You have to evolve in this market. If the money isn't where it used to be, you have to go somewhere else. But it's nice to see that sort of they raise money. They say that company now will be cash flow positive, and all that stuff. Okay. Supermono, Vodafone is drowning in debt. Not sure if a divvy can be maintained. Yeah. Laconic Gaming. Big issue is the major subscription platforms, Microsoft Game Pass, etc., concentrating on big name titles and reducing spending on indie games. Yeah. Gregory. Are like companies with IP. Yeah. But how do you qualify how good the IP is, Gregory? Alan, he has a strategy. It's buy and hope. Gregory, you've updated your strategy. A good product with strong IP equals less competition. Okay. Look, you keep doing that. Keep evolving it. It's good. anything else you look for? MTL, Goldminer, 50-20 cross. Well, let's look at that. In fact, you know what? I think MTL came up on a screen I looked at recently. I haven't forgotten my screen. I'll show you now my screen in a bit now. Metals Exploration. Let's have a look at this. Good-looking chart. Yes. Where's my 50-day moving average? There it is. Yeah, Metals Exploration. Is that right? Yeah, good. Look at that. Golden cross happened here, 126. What is what's the market cap there? MTL, Metals Exploration, 46 million. Okay. 100% Northern Philippines. Oh, okay. Northern Philippines. Is that a good jurisdiction to invest in? But you see now, let me just level that out a bit. Yes, look at that. You can see that resistance level here, you know, all around previous resistance. So may struggle to get it by this for a while, but 2.4, you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times it's trying to break this. So it'll be interesting to do that. Okay, so four small problems. In fact, I'm going to finish off the list first. Oh, I've lost something here. Let me just, sorry. I'm going to finish off the list first on Vox. Just going to quickly look through. beg your pardon there. Argo, new CEO, Pelerin and Matti are selling down, by the looks of it, which is not good. What are they down to now? Down to, I think that's their biggest holders. They're down to 9.8. I don't know how much they're selling, but they've got to wait till that clears. It's not easy to fundraise when you get a big seller in there. Revolution Beauty, press speculation. Whoa, what is it? The multi-channel mass beauty innovator notes that recent press speculation regarding potential agreements with the group's former CEO, Adam Minto, and former executive chairman, Tom Allsworth. As previously announced, the group announced potential legal proceedings against Mr. Minto regarding the events that led to the delay in the thing. Okay. Separately, the board is negotiating with Tom, the previous owner of Medichem, to reach a revised agreement on the terms of its acquisition. Okay, so a bit of a negotiation on that. Where are they, Rev B? Are they rallying? Not really. It's struggling a bit, isn't it? And the other Bushfeld, lots of, I don't know what, I couldn't even wade through these. It's these convertible loan notes. Outstanding balance, it just... director change in Powerhouse. All Emmett, acting CEO, has now been appointed full-time chief executive officer. Well done, Paul. That's it. So Riser's here, that's not a Riser. Himagix is a Riser. Novosat on no news. So we've covered Fallers, haven't we? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Fallers there. Eastar Resources. Oh, there is some news on that, I think it was. It was just like they've been digging stuff in the dirt, and they've got some good grades. Copper, 6.3% from lead and all that stuff. Where's this? In Kazakhstan. Is that your favourite jurisdiction? I'll only invest in Kazakhstan. That's it. Concurrent, by the way, nice upgrade today on Concurrent Technologies. They're in defence and all that stuff. There's a range of high-performance Intel processor boards, such as long life cycle arrival. So, nice trading update from them. So they are literally a 55 million market cap, and it's nice to see this. They're pleased to announce a trading update. The year end, the company's continuous the trend established in the first half of the year, with the board now expecting to deliver full year revenue ahead of market expectations. You don't see that very often. When you see that, it's worth doing some research on a company, because you know you tend to find good news comes after good news, and bad news follows bad news, and then you get obviously buyers attracted to rising prices and all that stuff. But they do say down here, I haven't read all this, but consensus revenue expectations for 2023 are 27 million and profit before tax are 3.5. So is that for the full year? Yeah. The year, okay. So 3.5, what are they, 55 million? So 35, how much cash they got? So it's worth looking at the cash to find enterprise value, interim results here. Let's have a look. Cash of 3 million, not a huge amount. Okay. But nevertheless, you know, in this market, it's very good that they're doing, upgrading. Doesn't happen very often. So CNC, let's look. Concurrent Technologies. It's in a bit of a downtrend as well. It's not popped or gone crazy, you know. So maybe worth one for the watch list there. A company upgrading, but unusual. Anything else on the front page here? Have you seen anything anywhere else? Let me know if you've seen any news worth looking at. But let me just get this up here. So these are these are four profitable companies, right, bouncing. And I say bouncing, their share price is hitting the 200-day moving average. Oh, by the way, I'll finish this comment. One more comment. Bash, one or two. What's your experience of the markets right now? Because Bash said on the comments, everyone keeps saying this market is turning, but all the rises are still being sold into, dragging prices back down. Are funds still filling redemptions or filing redemptions, or are retail investors getting out still? Well, I think there's a little bit of that. So there's a little lag. People are not convinced the market's at the bottom yet. But it depends what stocks you're in, of course. I mean, that's very subjective, what stocks you're in. Anyway, here we go. Share screen. I don't know if you can see this. These are four small profitable companies crossing the 200-day moving average. They are Gately, 211 million market cap, PE 17. They've all got growth as well, operating margins as well there. There is net debt. There's Water Intelligence. In fact, of these three, they've all got net debt, apart from Volvir. Epwin, I think, came up with some news today, didn't it? That's loss of revenue. So what does Volvir do? But let's look at the charts on these. So Gately. There we are. So bouncing. Now, you can see there, you know, it's bounced above 200 before, but now we're a lot lower. So it's a very aggressive bounce here. It's not worth just getting in on these companies. Obviously, fundamental research is essential. But it's a good start. When you see, you know, a company doing that, it may be the start of a bottoming process, you know? So that's Gately. I know Paul, Water Intelligence, Paul Hill, last week, again, you know, coming down. Because often you get these, you know, if you get aggressive moves like this, let me just get rid of the 50, aggressive moves for today, they're not sustainable. If they can stay above that and they make new highs, then you could be starting to see a new trend. Now, it's done it here, and you can see it's less of an aggressive bounce than that. For some reason, maybe a seller just stopped selling there and a couple of buyers took it up. But here now, you're getting a bit more of a sort of a bottom forming, a higher low, a breakup. It may have to go sideways for a while. But then again, if you can break these previous highs, that's very good. What else was there? Where's my thing gone? There we are. Epwin Volvir. Did I look at Volvir? Volvir. Anyone know what? I don't know what Volvir does, actually. In fact, it's a bit of a bitty chart. So it's breaking through today. In fact, it's not too bad. Breaking through today, but it's, you know, it's not convincing. What does Volvir do? Let's have a look. Volvir. 26 million market cap. They're holding company, invests into acquires companies which require growth capital. Ooh, I see. We currently have one trading division, food manufacturing. Okay. And what's the last one? Epwin. They did have some news out, I'm sure, today. Epwin. They down. Trading update and share buyback. There we are. They're pleased as well to announce a trading update for the second half of the current year, on track to meet full year expectations, continued strategic growth. They are a leading manufacturer of energy efficient and low maintenance building products with significant market shares, supplying repair, maintenance and improvements. The board remain confident of achieving 20 underlying operating profit ahead of the prior year and in line with market expectations. A company compiled analyst consensus of 24 million. So there we are. Maybe worth a look. So he said, you've got to pay fundamentals for technicals, but there's four companies there. You can see them on the blog there at Vox. By all means, check them out. What else have we got? Anything else? Hi, what about ITM Power? Sarah's one for the future. Yeah, I do think, you know, these hydrogen companies, I do value them. They're very highly valued, aren't they? I know ITM is burning a lot of cash. They do have a lot of cash. But they're burning a lot of cash. I was thinking, will they achieve any substantial revenue before they need to raise? Steve, I only invest in companies that I understand their product or service. I don't understand the business. I don't invest. Yeah, it's true. Regardless of the share price rising, all that stuff, you be careful. It's the old saying, isn't it? I don't know who said it. Either Munger or Buffett. They're amazing. I often think, are these quotes attributed to these guys because they're geniuses? Or do they actually come up with these quotes? Because it would prove they are geniuses, not only investing, but in creating quotes. I think one of them said, investing is not like Olympic diving. You know, you don't get points for difficulty. Keep it simple, stupid. So it's KISS, isn't it? Keep it simple, stupid. Anyone think Petrofac will go to zero? Yeah. A money selling policy to pay their own large divvy. It's a forced selling as they have commitment to pay the divvy. VCT, so special situation. Not typical fund. Not necessarily ongoing selling at all. Yeah, but it's selling, isn't it? So, like I said, what I worry about Plarium is that, you know, they do need to raise funds. The funding's unclear as yet. Or they can, so that's a worry. And where's the contracts then? You know? It's cutting-edge tech. What's happening? What's going on? Yeah. So, you know, it's just a bit worrying that side of it. What was he saying there? ITM. Let's talk about ITM Power. Because a couple of people said, I mean, I had a mess around on a trade with these not long back when it sort of broke up 50-day and broke new highs. And in fact, you can really see it here. There we are. It sort of broke 50-day and broke new highs. So I got in and got back out, but I'm not doing that anymore. Because, you know, it's a huge downtrend. Like I said, one of the biggest, most highly valued hydrogen plays out there. But again, you know, if we look at 343 million, how much cash they got? Final results, okay? Revenue of 5.2 million. Significantly ahead of guidance, 2 million. So even if you do that on a price to sales, what are you looking at there? 50 times sales, a loss of 94 million, and their net cash of 283. So they're not far off with the cash, but you got to realize if they're burning, 94, I mean, I assume that's going to come down because they're a new CEO, isn't they? They've said the product portfolio is significantly simplified. But yeah, it's a big cap, you know. It's not a big cap; it's large for, you know, for the amount of revenue they're generating and the money they're burning. So, yeah, net cash at year end 283 ahead of guidance of 245. So they are looking at the cash. So they say revenue expect to increase between 10 and 18 from commercial projects. Adjusted EBITDA loss improving with growing output sales expected. Expect to be in the range of, so they're still going to be doing 45 to 50 million a year. So, you know, if you do 55, they're losing a million a week, aren't they? Pretty much. I don't know. I think, do you know what? When I'm looking at, you know, whole pipe potential stocks, I mean, you know, it's largely pre revenue or loss making. I want them to be small, you know, but and they're at their end market's massive. And to me, this is not a small company. That's the trouble, you know. If you're looking at, you know, because if you're looking at high-risk companies, you want to try and double your money. And you're thinking, okay, how easy is it for them to go from a 343 million market cap to like a 700 million market cap? It's not easy to generate that kind of money. In a bull market, yes, because, you know, the money was freely available. Now it's not. Funding is hard to come by. So, you know, it's a different, we're in a different environment now. That's my thoughts. I think, you know, at the moment, the market, you know, prefers cash generative stocks because funding is very expensive. There we are. That's my thoughts on it. Anyway. Anything else? Let's quickly go to some macro news. Did I see anything else there? Okay. This is good bit of news. Sunak welcomes foreign firm's 29.5 billion vote of confidence. That's the only votes he's getting. Hey! Anyway, Prime Minister will host a group of leading business figures on Monday at Hampton Court to highlight foreign firms' plans to invest in the UK. Rishi Sunak said 30 billion, say, investment had been promised already. And Diane Stewart, chief executive of Australia's biggest pension fund, Aware Super. What kind of name is that? Wesley is attending the summit, and they're going to invest 5 billion alone, apparently. So that's good. Also there, Blackstone, David Solomon from investment bank Goldman Sachs, and Jimmy Diamond from JP Morgan Chase. So massive companies. That's what you need. Inward investment in the UK. That's exactly what you need. These kind of people coming around and putting some money into it. This is quite interesting. The British advertisers' salaries fall, but job ads pick up. So this is it's seasonal, that, though. So Britain advertised salaries hit their lowest level in 6 months in October, indicating easing inflation pressure. But the first rise in vacancies since June suggests recovery in the labour market. It doesn't really. So this is from Adzuna. So that annual advertised salaries averaged £36,000, or £36,960,000. So it's down from, last month down 0.4% from September. And taking the decline on average, 1.9% down from April, which is very good, of course, because it may not be good for people, you know, trying to get gigs and trying to get jobs. But nevertheless, you know, wage inflation was a part of the problem. And the fact that's coming down now is good as far as inflation is concerned. However, online job ads climbed 0.35% to 1.3 million adverts. The biggest month-on-month jump since June, helped by pre-Christmas hiring in sectors such as retail and warehousing. Yes, largely seasonal. But that's a good news there. And China, it's in trouble, isn't it? This really slow-moving car crash continues to unfold. They're investigating this country's biggest shadow banks. A shadow bank? Zhongzi Enterprise Group has an asset management arm at its peak, reportedly handled more than ¥1 trillion. This is about £110 billion. Authorities said they are investigating suspected illegal crimes against the firm. In a statement on the weekend, this comes after days after reports that Zeg had declared it was insolvent. Apparently, they have a liability of $64 billion, outstripped its assets now, which is estimated at $38 billion. I do think this is just the tip of the iceberg in China. Tip of the iceberg. Bit of worrying, isn't it, China? That will have on the positive side, it'll have an impact on inflation. You know, prices will come down. Cool. Anything else? Anything else? Any good? Anything else? ITM may move due to extra investment from autumn statement. Maybe, yes. Riversoft says Hargreaves Lansdown says one of the Volvis holdings is NMT Group, a medical device company. HL's info is probably out of date. Okay. Volvia own NMT Group and Shire Foods, frozen pies, pasties, and sausage rolls. Oh, it's lunchtime. I've not had lunch. You may be hungry there. Totally agree. This is Pollock's need to prove selling ability in the next hospital capital investment cycle. That's what determines outcome now. Amanity selling involuntary, so nothing ready into it. Yeah, I understand. Amanity, maybe they still like the tech as a business potentially. But they have to sell. That's it. And, you know, it increases the pain. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for that. And I think it's Tuesday tomorrow, isn't it? If I'm not incorrect. So John may be here. By all means, don't forget, if you haven't liked this, please do like it. Like I said, it gets watched by more people. And subscribe. We've got to hit 5,000 by year end. Otherwise, that's it. So if you haven't subscribed, please hit that subscribe button. And don't forget, download the Vox Markets app. It's free, I tell you. Thank you very much for watching. Speak tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.